From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a multifaceted approach in an attempt to end the fighting in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with the Saudi King Salman in the Red Sea city of Jeddah on Thursday ahead of wider talks, mostly focusing on Yemen's 18-month-long war and the conflict in Syria. The flurry of meetings come as U.N.-mediated peace talks to bring an end to the war in Yemen were suspended earlier this month. They also fall on the same day that the U.N. Human Rights Chief called for an international investigation of rights abuses and violence in Yemen's civil war, which has killed more than 9,000 people, including nearly 3,800 civilians, and displaced 3 million. Thursday, Kerry announced nearly $189 million in additional humanitarian aid for Yemen, bringing the total amount of U.S. assistance to more than $327 million since October of 2015. The United Nations Human Rights Chief, meanwhile, Thursday called for an independent internal investigation of abuses in Yemen that include military attacks on residential areas and medical facilities. Mohammed Ali Ansour is Chief of Middle East and North Africa Section at the UN agency involved.
The High Commissioner called for establishing an international investigative mechanism to look at the violations. As it is apparently the National Commission cannot access all areas in Yemen, and there is no cooperation from all sides to the conflict, all parties to the conflict.
A report from the UN Rights Council released Thursday details a number of allegations of human rights abuses committed in Yemen over the past